At Automotive Tire Pros, we're more than just a tire shop. We're a complete automotive repair shop. Is your check engine light on, brake noises, or in need of a front-end alignment? Your vehicle setting too low, or would you like a lift or leveling kit? You lose your keys or key fob? We can now program key fobs and cut your keys. We service 134A and 1234YF air conditioning systems, so stop by A Automotive Tire Pros and let them check it out. And don't forget to get those new tires and perhaps a new set of wheels. Come check out the tire specials for the month. Call A Automotive Tire Pros at 509-684-6945 today.
We've made it to Friday, the weekend right around the corner. Eric Carpenter with you. This is KCVL, KCRK. Really good to have you with us here on a Friday. Coming up tomorrow, this is down in Spokane. It is the Forest Owners Winter School. It's 9 till 4. Again, this comes up tomorrow at the Community College Center on Green Street. It's $40 a person or $50 for the whole family. Now, this Forest Owners Winter School, it's a hands-on interactive educational event if you own forest land here in the state. Doesn't matter you live on the land or if you're an absentee owner, it's a good opportunity to learn how to get more benefits from your family forest. Something that some of you might be interested in. The Forest Owners Winter School, 9 till 4 tomorrow, down at the Community College in Spokane.
Colville Tire and Auto Repair wants everyone to know that they're now offering full service for trailers, including brake adjustments for both hydraulic and electric brakes, wheel bearing repacking, and of course, a full selection of tires and wheels. Stop in and check out the selection and prices at Colville Tire and Auto Repair, where your safety matters. Just stop in, Colville Tire and Auto Repair, located by the Northside Roundabout, or give them a call at 684-4551 for Colville Tire and Auto Repair.
You might mark your calendar, and we'll remind you closer to the meeting, but the Lake Roosevelt Walleye Club, they are going to be having a special speaker at their meeting. So they're inviting all anglers to join them March the 12th. And that's going to be held at the Kettle Falls Gun Club, 6 in the evening. Ken House, he's a longtime successful competitor in the Washington State Governor's Cup Walleye Tournament, will be speaking on walleye fishing in Lake Roosevelt. You are invited to be there. Come learn how to be more successful at reeling in the walleyes. This coming up March the 12th at the Kettle Falls Gun Club, 6 in the evening. Ken House, the guest speaker.
You know the name Tempur-Pedic. If you have a bad back, you may already own one. The back pain relief is legendary. I have a secret for you. Tempur-Pedic mattress support system also provides a good night's sleep. You don't have to wait for a bad back. You can get a good night's sleep now. Don't take my word for it. Ask somebody who owns one. Come to Sandra's for a 7-minute test rest and we'll change your life forever. Sandra's Furniture, downtown Colville.
Man, if there's a way for Washington State to waste a whole bunch of money, this is one of them. Voting begins today. The ballot boxes in all 39 Washington State counties open today for the March 12th presidential primary election. Vote-by-mail ballots are being sent to the state's 4.8 million active voters, and then you either return your ballot to the county drop boxes or you send them back by mail If you send them back by mail, the post office makes the money and the state pays their postage paid envelopes included with every ballot. So, in case you didn't know it, the election starts today. Haven't got my ballot yet, but, you know, it'll probably be there over. In fact, I haven't got any mail for 3 days. I'm not sure they have remembered to stop at the box. You should get your election ballot in the mail because voting starts today. The presidential primary, that's all you're going to be voting on. Every eligible voter can participate. State says this is a critical step toward picking the next president. Good way to spend a ton of money and keep the election people busy. Want to remind you again about this missing person, Jason Anderson. He's from Medical Lake. Last seen up in the Deep Lake area. Family has a cabin up there. His car was located in that area, but he has not been heard from since Tuesday. 5'11", 190 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. If you happen to have any information, or maybe gave him a ride out of the area, call 911 or the Stevens County Dispatch. They're at 509-684-2555. This Jason Anderson, he's from Medical Lake, but his car was found, and they've got a family cabin up at Deep Lake. Hey, next week, this is one you take the kids down. You can go down. Whole family can enjoy this one. Very special visitor at the new Health Colville Dental Building this next week. The Tooth Fairy is coming to town. Going to be spreading smiles, handing out goodie bags to share with the community. We had a chance to talk with the Tooth Fairy about this magical event.
Hi, I'm the Tooth Fairy, and I'm going to be hanging out at New Health Colville Dental, where my friends Dr. Williamson and Dr. Garcia make sad teeth happy again. This event is held once a year. I'll be there Wednesday, February 28th from 3 to 5, handing out goodies and hanging out with some of my friends. We're inviting the whole entire community. Kids of all ages are welcome. You don't have to be our patient. Just come and meet the Tooth Fairy. So I'm going to be dressed up. I have a magic wand, and we have goodie bags and some toys, and I might have some helpers that will be dressed up also. And when I'm not collecting teeth, I'm in an epic battle with the yucky little creatures called the sugar bugs. Those meanies love to make happy teeth sad. It's my mission to stop them. How do I do that, you ask? By teaching my friends the importance of brushing and flossing your teeth. Did you know that brushing twice and flossing once can save your teeth from the sugar bugs? So do your best to help me fight the battle against the sugar bugs and brush and floss your teeth. When the time is right and the moon is full, we make happy and healthy teeth into fairy dust. Only happy, healthy teeth can be fairy dust. For those of you who I've missed at your home, don't worry. You'll have a chance to meet me. Just come and see me and you'll get some goodies then. Maybe the Tooth Fairy hasn't been to their house before, but that's why I'm here at this event to hand out goodies and make sure that you know that we really appreciate you taking good care of your teeth. Okay, friends, can't wait to see you Wednesday, February 28th from 3 to 5 p.m. at New Health Colville Dental, 161 East 3rd Avenue, Colville, Washington. Come and meet me, the Tooth Fairy.
All right, this is not just for folks that go down to New Health. Everybody is invited to go down, visit the Tooth Fairy. It might be a fun, enjoyable time. 3 till 5 coming up next Wednesday. Stop by, meet the Tooth Fairy at the New Health Colville Dental, 161 East 3rd.
When your vehicle is involved in an accident, you want collision repair performed by highly trained experts. Since 1984, Carey's Auto Body has been your specialist. We handle the complete repair process to get you back on the road as quickly as possible. Carey's Auto Body works carefully with your insurance company to repair your vehicle to before accident condition. Carey's Auto Body, 1101 South Main in Colville. Log on to carriesautobody.com or call 509-684-2587.
Coming up pretty quickly, it is a fundraiser for the student body up at Colville High School. It's next week. It's bingo. Yeah, here's the details on that.
Hi, I'm Shaw Lynn. I'm a junior at Colville High School. Our Colville High School is hosting March Mania Bingo on March 1st. We're going to have tons of bingo prizes, a silent auction, and a raffle. Our fundraiser is for Colville ASB, and it'll be going towards funding for our clubs and activities that we offer, our associated student body, to raise money for different clubs and activities like our CHS Rocket Club, our Interact Club, our Letters for Rose, our senior class. There'll be a wide range of prizes, but we'll be offering concessions. You're going to purchase bingo cards at the door and throughout the night. We hope a lot of people come, and we want to raise a lot of money for our clubs and activities to give opportunities to kids who may not have it. So we'll be in the Colville High School gym on March 1st from 6 to 8. Come on down and have fun with some bingo.
All right. That's not till next Friday on the 1st. They're going to be fundraising, playing bingo.
There's a new real estate firm in Colville. Four Degrees Real Estate, based in Spokane, has opened their first branch office in Colville. The agents at Four Degrees Real Estate have the experience you need and want when it comes to selling or buying real estate in the Tri-County area, whether it's homes or land or commercial. From start to finish, Four Degrees agents advocate for their clients with professionalism and understanding. Call branch managing broker Len Brandt at 509-680-3916 to schedule a no-obligation meeting to find out the value of your home or to learn more about real estate investing. Four Degrees Real Estate, your new choice for real estate in Northeast Washington.
Proposed changes are underway in the Northwest Forest Plan. That includes the Okanagan-Wenatchee National Forest, where the northern spotted owl lives. And of course, you remember back a few years, all the controversy around the northern spotted owl. Well, the USDA Forest Service preparing an environmental impact statement on a proposal to amend the 17 land management plans of that forest. It encompasses 24.5 million acres of lands, Northwest California, Western Oregon, Washington. The notice of intent for that environmental impact statement issued in January. They held some open houses, had online comments, got some 9,000 responses. The 1994 plan amended the National Forest Land Management Objectives in the range of the Northern Spotted Owl. The northern spotted owl does appear that it likely will remain recognized as an endangered species in Washington. On the federal level, the northern spotted owl is only listed as threatened. But State Department of Fish and Wildlife, they say the population has declined by roughly 80 to 90% in the state and is deemed critical. The bird was tagged as an endangered species by the state in 2023, and they are recommending that it remain listed in 2024. Spotted owls are considered to have a low reproductive rate, around 1 to 3 eggs per year. In 2020, there was a logging operation planned within a 10-square-mile range of a pair of nesting spotted owls that produced two that produced eggs. Those were in Chelan County.
You need water? You need Fogle. Fogle Pump and Supply. From the ground up to the pump, from the pump to your faucet. Not enough water? Hydrofracturing may be the answer. Hydrofracturing opens water-producing veins to increase flow. Or maybe an underground holding tank, providing a consistent, ready source of water. Call the Fogel Professionals or stop by their sales and service office on the North Highway. You need water? You need Fogel. Fogel Pump and Supply, the water professionals.
Doesn't get any better than last night for basketball. Two things. One, Gonzaga, they played Portland. And Gonzaga got their fifth straight win. It was Gonzaga 86, Portland 65. St. Mary's still undefeated in the conference. Gonzaga, St. Mary's 13-0, Gonzaga 11-2. So tough road for Gonzaga. They need to win out and make the NC2A tournament, they hope. On the other hand, Washington State is going to start getting some national attention. The Washington State sharpshooter Jalen Wells fouled on a three-pointer from the corner and made the ensuing free throw, made it a four-point play. They were ranked 21st, the Cougars defeating number four Arizona. Big basketball upset as far as rankings go last night. WSU, with that big win, first place. Pac-12 basketball. The victory leapfrogged the Cougars over the Wildcats, who had been in first. You look back just a couple months, WSU was the team picked to finish 10th in the season for Pac-12 basketball. They are now in first place. Coach Kyle Smith says, I knew we had a shot, felt confident. Arizona is really good, but he says, heck, I guess we are too. It was WSU's eighth straight win, the first sweep of Arizona since 2010. The first season ever with two wins against a top 10 team. Senior forward Isaac Jones got 16 points for the Cougars. Wells led the way with 27 points. 51 seconds left in the game. WSU, by the way, they had the lead at the half. They really forced Arizona the entire game right from the start. Well, 51 seconds left. WSU trailed 74-71. Love converted a driving layup and a free throw for the three-point play. 24 seconds left. WSU grabbed a rebound on a Cougar missed three. Dished it over to Wells in the corner. Right in front of the Arizona bench. Put it up. WSU gets the win. 74-71. Hope you joined us on KCVL last night. If you could get it on TV, it was a heck of a game. So the Cougars now go on to play Arizona State. That's going to be on Saturday. We'll have that on KCVL. But the rest of the remaining three games after Saturday are going to be in Pullman. And then we'll be looking forward to the Pac-12 tournament. Real likely, WSU headed to the NC2A tourney first time since 2008. A look at today's local weather forecast brought to you by Lawson Truck and Repair. They're at 2190 North Highway 395 in Colville. Your specialist in truck repair, tune-ups for all of your logging and commercial truck needs. Give Jim and Larry Lawson a call, 509-684-2531. Mostly sunny this afternoon, 44 for a high. 29 overnight, 45, some fog tomorrow. Tomorrow night late, Possibility we'll get a little bit of rain. Rain likely on Sunday and Sunday night. Lingering rain on Monday. Cooling down Monday night. They now say 18 degrees, the expected low. It's only going to be for like one night where it's really cold, then back Tuesday night at 26 and 30, the low Wednesday night. But yeah, keep in mind, Monday night could be really cold. Lawson Truck and Repair, they'll give you expertise on any new truck that you want to purchase. You save time. Get all the details. Give Jim and Larry Lawson a call. 509-684-2531. It is a Friday. I'm Eric Carpenter, and this is KCVL, KCRK.